This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:49 a.m. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana with Keith Kam. We are turning our attention to aviation. Embattled Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun will step down at the end of the year as part of a broad management overhaul prompted by the escalating safety crisis the company faces. Meanwhile, the Board of Directors Chairman Larry Kellner will not stand for re-election, while Boeing's Chief of Commercial Airplane Division has departed and is being replaced by COO Stephanie Pope.
The shakeup comes against a backdrop of numerous challenges that have eroded trust in the aerospace giant. In January, a panel flew off an Alaska Airlines jet shortly after takeoff, with subsequent investigations revealing that no bolts had been installed to secure the plug. So this incident triggered a detailed audit by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration that raised concerns about the company's safety culture. So can a makeover of the senior leadership team rebuild investor confidence, and what kind of repair job is left for the next leader?
For some insights on this, we have on the line with us Greg Waldron, the Asia Managing Editor of Flight Global. Good morning, Greg. Thank you very much for joining us. It has been a terrible start to the year for Boeing, starting from January. But can you maybe walk us through how this crisis has unfolded and what's led to the situation that Boeing is in now?
Hi, sure. Great to be on the show, guys. Thanks for having me. Boeing is in a historic crisis, and it's basically been in a crisis situation for some years now. Dave Calhoun, the CEO and chairman who's announced his resignation just recently, he kind of stepped in a few years ago after the two fatal crashes of the 737 MAX aircraft. And his remit was really to go in there and fix Boeing. They'd fix the production processes, would fix whatever cultural issues there might be. And at the beginning, he looked like a really ideal candidate to do that. GE background, he's very well familiar with Boeing and so forth. But the thing is, COVID-19 happened, which was devastating for Boeing. They lost a lot of quality workers during this time. It really messed up the supply chain. And now coming out of that, they've had a really difficult time, ramping back up. And they suffered a number of quality issues as well. So like the door panel, I think about a month and a half ago, was of course the most dramatic one that really, the guys took the bolt, took the paddle out in the factory, and they forgot to put the bolts back on the door when they released the aircraft, which is a really major oversight. Yeah. But there's also been a lot of other quality issues, like with the 787 production that had really maybe not gathered the big headlines that you see for like something like the door blowing out, but that have certainly affected it. So overall, there's just this real issue around quality control and, what's actually happening deep within Boeing's factories. And that's, contributed to this, big senior executive reshuffle this week.
How surprised were you by all these decisions, the leadership reshuffle and Calhoun stepping down by the end of the year? And do you think this is going to be enough to reassure regulators and customers?
Yeah, this was certainly a major exercise, and it really suggests that they really want to kind of, sweep the deck clean, start with the new slate. Now, a few months ago, they appointed Stephanie Pope, Stephanie Pope had become the chief operating officer, and so she looked like she was going to be set to be the next CEO of the airline. But I think one of the concerns in the industry anyway is that she mostly comes from a financial background, and maybe she didn't have the skills to really go in there to the assembly lines and really fix that assembly culture. Now, customers, of course, are very concerned with what's happening with Boeing. Just to give you an example, the delays in certification with aircraft like the 777X, it is basically delaying FIA's launch of a new premium product. So it has a real effect on airlines. And even Malaysia Airlines, they have a lot of demand that they're facing, but they're not getting the 737s fast enough to really take advantage of that. So it has a really strong impact on airlines. So I think airlines, of course, are very stressed out right now. And of course, they're going to be watching it very closely. The airlines are not happy with them. As for regulators, that's the other big thing. Now, the FAA really got burned by Boeing when the 737 MAX crisis. Mm-hmm. And so the FAA is actually quite wary of Boeing. And I think now there's a feeling that we really, you know, if they see a problem, they're going to jump on it. There's, you know, no questions asked. We're really going to focus on it. We're not going to give them any leeway whatsoever. So the trust with the regulator isn't what it should be. Mm. And so Boeing has a really long road back, both with the customers, the airlines, to restore its credibility, as well as with the regulators. And these are, you know, the central parts of what Boeing needs to do going forward.
At the moment, are there any potential candidates for the top job at Boeing? We have until the end of the year before Dave Calhoun fully steps down. But what's the chatter like in terms of who could replace him? Is it going to be an internal appointment or an outside hire?
Yeah, certainly. One of the concerns about Dave staying on for the rest of the year is that it's going to be very difficult for Boeing to really get major things done when he's in kind of this lame duck period. So I think the you know, even though he's technically there till the end of the year, I think they really want to fill that role very quickly. A few names have come up. There's Pat Shanahan, who was a former Boeing executive. He did some government work, and now he's in charge of Spirit Aerosystems, which is a major supplier of Boeing, which Boeing actually is potentially thinking about buying. But Pat Shanahan is a candidate, and he would have a good insider knowledge of Boeing. He knows the regulators. He knows the industry. So he's a candidate. The other one that's kind of started to come up in the media is Larry Culp, who's the chief executive of, he's really led a successful sort of recreation of General Electric. And so he's the leader of GE Aerospace. And so he's quite a significant hitter as well. But you're going to need to bring somebody in who really has the strength and gravitas to really go in and implement, you know, major change in the culture of Boeing. And that gets back to the fundamental problem. I mean, the issues with Boeing, certainly, the leadership is ultimately responsible for, you know, the quality issues and the other, you know, problems Boeing has experienced in the last few years. But the issue really is lying, like, in the factory floor. It's among, you know, getting enough trained engineers, making sure things are happening right in the supply chain. So the issues are really much deeper in the company. So changing the layer at the top, yes, it could have an effect. But really, the issues are quite far down the chain of command, if you will. And that's going to be, you know, no matter who takes that job, this is going to be a very difficult task. It's a big ask, but it has to be done.
Greg, I've been reading that there's talk that the situation that Boeing is seeing today is the result of that merger with McDonnell Douglas in 1997, and that they had been putting profits over safety. What should the process of revamping the plane maker today have to include?
I think, yeah, there is the criticism of Boeing that it basically became too much like General Electric. So McDonnell Douglas was, you know, again, very much focused on, like, you know, returning money to shareholders, shareholder values, and their quality, you know, really kind of suffered. Their product line really kind of suffered at the end. And ironically, the thing they had, the merger, it was almost as if McDonnell Douglas took over Boeing. And of course, for years, Boeing did very well. Like, you know, they were returning a lot of for shareholders, at least tremendous, which is great. And the one thing that people do say about Boeing is it should be much less of a focus on the finance aspect, and it should be really focusing on getting back to the, you know, the engineering quality, that focusing on really building top quality aircraft, really being a very innovative and high technology company. And that's the focus that they need to bring back to really, you know, get the company out of its current rut. And, you know, for example, like the 737 MAX is based on a 50, 60-year-old design, and Boeing doesn't really have a clear plan to replace it. Now, an innovative, creative, forward-looking company would hypothetically have a, you know, a solution for that problem, but Boeing doesn't have that right now. So that's the kind of thing that Boeing really needs to change. It really needs to bring back that engineering culture, that innovative culture, that technology.
Mm. In the minute or so that we have, Greg, do you think that this crisis at Boeing could somehow affect the current industry where we only really have two major global aircraft manufacturers in the space? Would this lead to an opening for other companies to come in and fill that gap, do you think?
Yeah, potentially. I mean, the industry's in a flux right now. COMAC in China is a very distant third. Production rates are very low. They're going to be very powerful in the China market because the Chinese government wants the Chinese airlines to buy COMAC. So that's going to happen in China. But you could see somebody like Embraer, the Brazilian aircraft manufacturer, decide to move up out of regional jets into narrow body aircraft. It would be risky for them, but it would be a very interesting play if they did that. And you could also hypothetically see like an Elon Musk type of figure come in and decide, okay, I'm going to really shake up the commercial aviation industry with some very exotic new aircraft. I mean, you could see Elon Musk shake up space launch. Maybe him or somebody like him could come into the aviation sector. So But right now, the duopoly seems intact, but it's not as strong as it was, say, 10 or 5 or even 10 years ago.
Greg, thanks so much for speaking with us. That was Greg Waldron, the Asia Managing Editor of Flight Global, giving us a breakdown of the crisis at Boeing, what's happening and what needs to happen in order for Boeing to rebuild trust in its brand and business.
Yeah, it has been a pretty much long-running issue with Boeing. It didn't just actually start with the Alaska Airlines.
That's right.
It started way before the pandemic even, with the Lion Air crash and the Ethiopian air crash as well.
Yeah, a culmination of years of, I guess, I'm not going to say mismanagement, but something happened, something went wrong and it just wasn't fixed
in time.
The focus
wasn't on the right places.
All right. Well, we'll be following this story. It's 8:59 in the morning. We're heading into the 9 a.m. news bulletin. After that, we have the opening bell. We'll also get Global Market Insights with Vishnu Varathan of Mizuho Bank. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.